right, welcome to episode 77 of A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
So, it's a very fun little moment we're having here because...
We are. So, from now on, in every podcast...
Emmy Award winner.
It'll be Emmy Award winner, Mick. So, I just want to let you know that that's how we're going to have to address me during every podcast.
So, was it last weekend? Yeah, yeah. I guess it was last weekend they handed out regional Emmys for local television and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Mick won for a story about a Children's Mercy Hospital, which is a hospital here, and some volunteers who dress up as superheroes and help kids. It's a great story. Really deserved that Emmy, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A fantastic story. So,
I wish I could give all the kids.
I know.
Because, and I kind of said it a little bit, I had to give a speech. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I had to give a speech until I got there. And Nick, my friend and also photographer who worked with me on it, he's like, you know you're going to have to talk, right? And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm not saying anything. You have to. I'm like, okay. So it was really cool because the story, he wanted to do this story because of the superheroes.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I love these volunteers. They go around and they dress up and all this stuff. He's like, it's going to be a great story. I mean, we knew it would be a good story.
Yeah.
And it's been done before. Yeah. But then we get there and we realize it's the kids who are the real superheroes.
Yeah.
They're absolutely amazing. And just to be able to capture moments that you normally don't see mm-hmm. on TV because normally a camera's up in somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
We had put a mic on the superheroes and let them interact with the kids. And we were way back there, so they didn't even really know they were on camera. And you captured a lot of candid moments besides like the interviews. And it just, I remember, we call it logging in the TV business, mm-hmm. like what you got. And it was tough to log just because the kids, I mean, some of these kids... I mean, they don't know if they're going to make it through the next surgery. And they are just so happy to see Supergirl walk mm-hmm. through the door or the Ghostbuster or Chewbacca. I mean, it was just so amazing. And then you get the reaction from the superheroes afterwards because of how touched they are.
Yeah.
Like the Ghostbuster guy that we'd interviewed, he was just like, did you hear that kid? He's like, the Ghostbuster was my favorite. He's like, I don't, you know, and...
I know.
When you have Chewbacca, a stormtrooper, Supergirl, and all these other amazing characters, and that little kid just loved the Ghostbuster guy.
Yeah.
So it was so neat. So anyway, we're doing an unboxing.
Great story. So he's unboxing his Emmy because I haven't gotten to see his Emmy yet.
Just so you know, this is a real Emmy.
This is like the Emmys they hand out for TV people, like actors, you know, like the big ceremonies you see on TV.
Right. It's the same kind of Emmy. Yeah, it's the same.
Just a different category.
This was the Mid-America. But here's the thing. So on the bottom, you cannot give this away. You have to gift. So when I pass, I have to gift it to someone else.
Really?
Because it's still the property of the national.
Why don't you gift it to me, your dearest friend?
You're going to win your own Emmy one day.
Yeah, all right.
So anyway, the National, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Academies. I mean, there's just a lot of mumbo jumbo on the bottom of it. But yeah, you have to gift it because it is still the property.
It's amazing. Look at this. This is crazy. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's a serious Emmy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little heavy
that
too.
That is so cool.
Isn't that neat?
So cool. Yep, there's your name and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
that is so cool.
Yeah. And what was kind of funny, I guess, a little bit, it was the category we entered it in. There were 12 other submissions. Normally, with these, you don't really know that you're winning going into it because you're nominated. We were the only ones that the judges even put forward into mm-hmm. the nomination. So we have no idea what the competition would have been or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I mean, I think that's a testament of to the story. Just
to the
story. You guys did such a great job that, you know, nobody else even came close to
getting
nominated.
It's just one of those things mm-hmm. that we knew we had something special and we had a good feeling about it. And obviously it paid off. So anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wish I could, I'm still thinking about taking it to Children's Mercy because some of those kids are still there, and yeah. we did that story back in February.
Oh my God, I know. That's a great idea.
So
it's
like, look what you got, you know? I know. People really were so touched by your story that they, you know, they awarded us with this. And we all got our own statues, and it's pretty neat.
That's so cool.
So anyway.
Very well deserved.
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. I never thought I would have one.
I know.
So,
especially now that you're not even in the TV
business. I know, right? Except doing movie reviews.
Exactly.
Not winning any Emmys for movie reviews. I'll tell you that much.
I wish you could.
Right. Me too. But I'm not. So anyway. But yeah. So yeah. It's pretty neat.
That's cool.
But anyway, so we have a lot of TV news.
We do have a lot of TV news and movie news and all kinds of stuff to talk about. So. All
right.
Now that we've patted Mick on the back.
Right.
Can, excuse me. Emmy Award winner.
Thank
Mick.
You. Thank you. I was about to correct you, but I knew that you would figure it out. So
we'll move on to TV news.
Okay, so we're going to start off with some news about season 6 of The Walking Dead.
Which?
Obviously, we have been waiting for it to be back on TV. We just finished up with Fear of the Walking Dead. And actually, I was going to ask you, did you watch the first episode of that webisode?
No, I have not watched it yet. Yeah, no.
It's pretty quick. It's only about a minute and a half.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But I think it's 16 episodes of a minute and a half.
Oh, okay.
And so it ties into Fear of the Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And one of the characters on the plane
is going to be on
Fear
of Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Next season? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Very
neat.
Yeah, pretty cool. But anyway, the Mothership premieres tomorrow. Whenever mm-hmm. you're listening to this podcast, we will do another one after that. But there's a lot to look forward to in the premiere, and the premiere is 90 minutes.
Oh,
and
awesome.
And I think it starts right where the finale left off.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Rick
yeah.
Killing the doctor.
What's his face?
Yep. And then Morgan walking
husband.
Into
yeah.
it. So yeah, there's obviously a lot to look forward to. And the a lot of the stuff that I've read about this, it says that they're treating every episode as like a season finale. Isn't that insane?
That is insane and intense
mm-hmm.
because holy shit, they do season finales,
yeah.
you know.
Fairly well.
Yeah. I can't even. Oh, God. The show gets too intense for me sometimes, you know? So
I think it was season 3 I didn't care for the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was the season Lori and Andrea and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the last two seasons have been solid.
Solid. I agree. Especially last season. So.
Right. So what are you looking forward to?
You know, I'm excited. I mean, imagine it's going to mostly take place in Alexandria now, and I'm sure Rick's going to be kind of the head of that now, or, you know, kind
not
of
the head, but he's in,
not the head,
he's
but,
in a leadership role.
Exactly. He's going to be in a leadership role. People are going to really start to see his point of view, I think, mm-hmm. now.
And after. Maggie's supposed to be in a pretty substantial role this season
Good.
As well. She's kind of stepping up.
Good, because they did nothing with Maggie last mm-mm. season. She was just kind of there, you know?
I mean, she was maybe grieving for Beth.
I don't know.
They didn't.
I don't want to get into the Maggie thing because they just really disappointed me with her last season because, they just didn't. Yeah, she might have been. Obviously, she'd be grieving her sister, but they really didn't make that clear. And it was just. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're bringing her back and kind of making her mm-hmm. a stronger character this season.
Right.
Ethan Embry is also in this season, mm-hmm. which is amazing. He plays one of the residents of Alexandria.
Between his time doing Grace and Frankie.
Exactly.
He's doing The Walking
Dead.
He's
really popping up all over the place, so I'm mm-hmm. glad he's sort of making a bit of a comeback. He was on Once Upon a Time briefly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I've been in love with him for like, I don't know, 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. So he is always one of my favorites, always.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll just be interesting to see what happens with Alexandria and what happens with the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
And as we're getting closer to Negan,
exactly.
as well, and that could be the end of one of our favorite.
Could be.
I don't know. I hope they change it up.
I'd hope they change it, too.
We can't lose that many more original characters. I mean.
I'd be interested to see what happens with Daryl also, now that he's mm-hmm. with Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's a little not as on board with Rick as he previously was.
Right.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see mm-hmm. what happens with that dynamic too. So
Well, and it's, I think the another interesting dynamic is where Rick and Morgan
exactly will be now at. The Morgan's because back.
They're kind of they've switched kind of their perspectives and stuff. But again, reading in that one article on TV Guide that said that they're really it's not really going to be that much of a conflict.
Got it.
Because Morgan completely understands because he was there
exactly.
And there's going to be a whole Morgan episode.
Oh wow!
Going back.
Oh good.
So one of the That's episodes good. Will be. I bet we'll get that pretty early
I bet we'll get it too. Yeah, that's good because they.
You know, there's going to be this huge cliffhanger.
Yep.
I huge know. Cliffhanger.
Yep, huge cliffhanger, and then it'll be.
And then the next episode is all of Morgan. Morgan.
And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's how it always is. So.
Yep.
Yep.
So. And then, of course, I have a feeling that we're going to see a little Rick's going to have a little romance. Yeah. With Jessie.
With Jessie, now that her husband's dead?
Yeah, after he killed him.
I mean, we don't know for certain that he's dead, right?
Well.
I mean, I would assume he is, but maybe maybe he's not. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, they were setting that up last season, so that's a given. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's going to be a little brighter.
I don't believe that at all. It's The Walking Dead. Even though.
There is no hope in this show.
No, there's
none.
None.
Anytime Even there is, something
Robert
happens.
Kirkman said that he thinks that he can. It'll end on a brighter note, like the whole series when it's over, like where he wants it to end up eventually. Of course, that'll be after season
16. You activated my Hey Siri. What?
Oh, sorry.
I didn't call for you, Siri.
The new phone is taking over. Siri is always listening.
I'm talking to you, Siri.
I do love that feature.
I do too.
But yeah, I don't know.
I have high hopes for the season. So
me too.
You know,
definitely. I think they're really on. They have a stride going right now. Let's just hope they keep it up. But I really hope they stay in Alexandria for a little bit.
I do too.
I mean, I bet it.
I mean,
it won't be probably all season, but most.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see, because I feel like they're in Alexandria a lot in the books, right? Like they're there for a long time.
In the comics, I think.
Yeah,
they were.
So
there's a lot that happens in Alexandria.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, but see, I think they said that not all the season will take place in Alexandria. But the thing is, I remember spoiler alert. I think they finally leave because Negan comes in.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's not. I don't think that's gonna how it's gonna play out.
No,
because he's still not there.
Yeah, he's still not there.
But did we talk last time on a podcast, or maybe just not on the podcast, about how they're trying to get John Hamm?
Yeah, there's been talk about getting John Hamm, which I don't know. Maybe
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Again, the governor I think did so well because he was not really a known actor.
It's true.
I think the problem is, and I think. Have you watched Empire this season at all?
I have not watched it this season. Is it not?
It's good.
It's just not like it was.
Too many celebrities.
Got it.
And cameos. Not playing themselves either. It's just like too much stunt casting. Mm-hmm. Just get back to the main characters. Like, that's all you need. You don't need these big names to come in.
Exactly.
Especially with like a Negan. Like, that's why the governor... Like, that guy just came out of nowhere. He was so good.
He was so good, yeah.
And you know, it's like, I've never really seen him in anything else.
Yeah.
And that really made the character, because then you could focus more on the character itself.
Exactly.
And his acting than, oh, it's John Hamm.
It's John Hamm. That's
the Mad Men
Don
guy.
Draper. Don Draper. Yeah, you know. Right. Can't believe
his
Don Draper's doing this.
Kind of
exactly.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. When's Negan getting naked? Naked Negan. See?
Naked. Well, there you go. Now the deal sealed.
Because we know he's not wearing underwear.
He doesn't wear underwear.
That's
true.
Pretty easy to make this happen.
I'm just saying, you could get a lot of viewers that way.
Right, but they don't. That's the stick. They don't need the viewers.
They don't need the viewers.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure they would love more viewers, but I'm just saying that they don't. They don't need that.
No, you're right. I know. I agree completely. So, yeah.
So. But anyway, so that's some Fear of the Walking Dead news.
Walking Dead
news. I just lost my rundown, so
Jesus.
To,
okay. All right.
What's
next?
We'll
talk about some Game of Thrones season 6 news. Oh. Let me pull up this article.
Okay.
So
let's talk about this.
Wait, they cast a new Melisandre?
No, they cast a new Red Priestess.
So
we don't know what that means exactly.
Okay.
It could just mean a new one, because she's there, the other one.
Oh,
she's
okay.
She's been spotted being, you know, she's filmed. I don't know if May, I don't know. I think there will probably be a couple different.
Oh, okay, so she's a different Red Priestess. Got right. that. Okay.
And it's like, Maisie Williams is really annoying me. Arya?
Why?
If I had needle, I would I would stick you in the eye with it. He's like, Jon Snow is dead, blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't care what any
you
of you...
Scenes with Jon Snow, so how do you...
I don't care what any of you assholes say. We know Kit Harington is filming scenes on Game of Thrones.
Exactly. We know he is, yeah.
Whether he's Jon Snow or not, okay, fine, Jon Snow might be dead or whatever he's going to be called now.
Yeah.
But Kit Harington, we know, is in the new season.
Yep.
We know he is. Quit.
I know.
This is something that could totally backfire.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You try and pull the wool over your audience's eyes.
It's not going to happen.
You can't.
Everyone, I mean, you it's one of the biggest shows in the world, mm-hmm. most popular. I mean, there's just... You can take every precaution to be secretive about what's happening, but somebody's going to see something. So it's just, you know.
Right. And we know he's filming scenes. Yeah. And he's filming scenes with Melisandre.
Exactly. And so, I mean, just stop trying to tell us, he's dead. He's really dead.
You just have to wait to see what the new season, who he actually is or whatever. We know he's filming it. And he's even said in that one article that he did with a Danish journalist.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I'm gonna be on the show until I'm in my 30s.
Yeah,
I know I am. I know where. I know how it all ends now. Which I'm sure he will be one of the final pieces.
Yes, I would agree.
So
I would agree.
I'm really. It's like okay.
I know. Whatever. There was also talk and rumors of possible Game of Thrones movie. But as far as I know,
that one's been around for a while.
Yeah, this
that they end it with a movie.
It's like, yeah.
There's a movie every week,
Yeah.
They do a movie every week.
Yes. HBO and the show creators have also said that's not true. So I don't know. I don't know. I feel like after the show's done, I could see them maybe doing a movie. But
well, there's been talk that they would start with a prequel series of early, of.
That would be interesting. I'd love to see like the Targaryen stuff and the Mad King and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, George Martin has to write it.
George Martin. We can write it ourselves. Right. Like, this game, guys who do the show day in, day out, they can do it. Come on. They can do it faster, better.
They've condensed it.
Exactly.
All that stuff. I'm still holding out hope for Lady Stoneheart. I don't see how they can't bring her into it. Especially now that we know they're going to the Riverlands now.
I know.
And Jaime is... last season, and we talked about this before, I think, with they recasted... Miranda, remember?
Which one's Miranda?
Cersei and Jaime's daughter.
Did they recast her? Oh yeah.
Yeah, they recasted her.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. They did. Yeah.
They recasted her to kill her.
To kill her.
What? That makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense. That's right. I know.
She wasn't a big part. She didn't have to be that great of an actress.
No, she didn't.
I mean, maybe the other actress didn't want.
Maybe. Back, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's. Maybe they had to recast her for some arbitrary reason.
Why? Why would you? Why would you bring in a new actress just to
that's
kill
the thing,
her?
I didn't even remember her name. Like, oh yeah, that's the daughter. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
who
I don't
wasn't
know.
Who was in maybe 4 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was
fine.
She's fine.
I just hope we're done with the Sand Snake stuff because it was
it has to be done,
right? I mean, no, but I don't know, this whole thing with the daughter dying is going to spark something with Dorne, I imagine, but
yeah, but I bet we're not going back to Dorne.
I hope not, because I'm just over it. That whole thing I just didn't love, I did not love it, so yeah,
such high hopes.
I know,
but it was kind of a joke.
It
a
was,
bit.
It really was.
That was, yeah, that was definitely a misstep.
Yeah, I feel, yeah, a lot of people were not happy with that, the way that turned out.
No,
so yeah,
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, so those are season 6 rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Bob's Burgers. Do you watch Bob's Burgers?
I've watched the first season.
I know Ginger is a fan.
Mm-hmm. I really, really like it. I think it's really funny.
It is really funny. I've watched it here and there. I haven't watched a whole lot. It's been renewed for season 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was already on its 6th season.
I didn't either.
What?
I
feel like it's been only on for a couple of years, but.
Yeah, I feel like it's been only 4.
God.
I think this. Well, this has to be season 6 they're on
it
right
is
now.
Season 6.
Wow. I feel like it was like Family Guy. It was on, then it was canceled.
Maybe that's what
it was.
And then
it was brought back. Because now it's on Sundays. I mean, because I know like Last Man on Earth is around there. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Bob's Burgers, Simpsons, all that. It's all the comedy. Family Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. So, anyway, yeah, it's been really It's a very popular show. People love it, so I'm not surprised it got renewed. So, that's your TV news. One thing that I'm still not sure how I feel about this news, but Serial, the podcast, Serial, may become a TV show.
It's just the branding.
Yes, just the branding. It's not like they're gonna, you know, I don't even know if Sarah Koenig's involved, but it's gonna be telling, it's gonna tell true crime stories, sort of like Serial did, but on TV, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
it would follow a podcast as it takes an in-depth look at another criminal case.
Oh,
so
is that
kind
what
of like it's sort of a reality show, sort of, but from the beginning to the end. Kind of thing. That's what if they would have done that all along, because they didn't know Serial was going to be as big as it was.
They didn't know.
The Adnan case.
Yeah.
That would have been ratings gold.
I agree.
And I don't think it was just, they're going to co-produce. So I think it's going to be something new. Because Serial is already working on season 2.
Yes, which is right now. It's about the Bo Bergdahl case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which should be interesting, I think.
And it's but I think there's so much media attention. You know, I think
there is a
like the Adnan case. It was so long ago.
People didn't really know about it,
and it was really just basically the Baltimore area.
I agree. This one is
Bo Bergdahl. It's like,
but I think I don't know.
I do like Sarah Koenig, but.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting case. I think you're right about the media attention. A lot of people know about it, but I think there's a lot, you know, that you could hear about maybe.
Right.
Bo Bergdahl, if you didn't know, he's the soldier kidnapped by the Taliban and then released in 2014. And a lot of people say he deserted and all this sort of thing. So it'll be interesting I think it could be an interesting podcast. I don't know if it'll be as interesting to me as Adnan's case was, but
so this new one is going to premiere sometime this fall, and then they already have season 3 they're planning for the spring of next year. I'm sure that's one where they're probably working on that as well.
Yeah,
and I don't know, maybe season 3 is what they are going to tie in with the TV show.
I don't know, but that's
what I think. Another reason I like Serial so much was, and it was one of those cases you couldn't look up on the internet.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Like, there was nothing out there.
Nothing
out there. Yeah. I know. I enjoy the small murder mystery kind of things. Like, you kind of like a small Dateline, these stories that you don't really know too much about, and then you hear it all and you try to figure it out yourself. And
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Doing such a high profile case, I don't know if it's going to be the same, but
stick with the formula.
I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, I will probably listen to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
definitely just kind of see, because I love how she tells a story.
I agree, she's a great storyteller. She does a really good job of just laying it all out there. So
yeah,
have you listened to any of the other podcasts from Adnan's camp about
no
I haven't listened to any of that either. So
no.
Yeah, I read some article.
Yeah, though. I read an article too about that.
Yeah, there was a couple of things that they mentioned that were really like.
I think we talked about.
Maybe did we talk about it?
About how, if Hayes' body was in the back of his car, and he had killed her, and it had been as long as Jay said it was, she would have bled out. She would have. There would have been. Waste. There would have been all kinds of things that they couldn't have got out of that car. There was nothing like that in that car.
Oh, I guess the lawyers for Adnan during some of the interview tapes with Jay, that there's like, you can hear tapping.
Oh yeah.
And that they're thinking that's what the cops were leading.
And they mentioned that in the podcast.
Yeah, did they? I didn't remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess
that was their last, I think that was part of the final one.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
But yeah, there were just little things.
Yeah, little things where they think that Jay was coerced into, you know, giving up a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think Jay was involved.
Yeah, he changed his story so many times.
I know, exactly.
And then they, you know, yeah. It's...
And I guess the appeals process, they're really, is really kind of going along in Adnan's favor a little bit, because mm-hmm. I guess they're focusing on the cell phone records and saying yeah. that really didn't.
The outgoing calls.
Exactly. Like, you can't.
And even AT&T or AT&T.
I think it was AT&T. Yeah. Even back then said that. Yeah. And, but the lawyer for Adnan was so bad that she just mm-hmm. didn't bring it up, which could have been like a key. I mean, because that's how a lot of that was convicted because right. of the cell phone record. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, even back then, AT&T was like, this isn't reliable.
Exactly.
Absolutely not reliable.
No. Hmm.
And that was what they were basing their case on. So
yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. There's still movement in that. So, mm-hmm. I still can't say for certain. Right. Adnan is...
But the way Jay said it happened...
Yeah.
Whichever way he said
exactly.
it
exactly. I know.
That's
I don't
it.
Know. There's just... I think there's so much more there that mm-hmm. we'll never know, you know. Yep. So, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
So, do you watch Black Mirror?
I watched the first season.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
First or second. I can't remember. Whatever, how many episodes are on
there
Netflix?
There are only three.
Okay, no, there was two seasons when I watched, because I watched like six episodes.
Oh, you did?
I think,
okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever, was on Netflix like 6 months ago. I watched it and I loved it.
Me.
Loved it. It was so good. Ooh. So I'm glad they're bringing more.
The one in Britain, the Great Britain one.
Yes.
Where the princess was kidnapped.
Yes.
So good.
I know.
So
all
good.
Of it was so good. There was, I can't remember now which ones I liked the most, but there were so many good ones, you know, they're all really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was.
So good.
Yes.
And they're made a little more than an hour, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But it kind of goes along with Sherlock and some other the BBC America shows where they, you know, the seasons are really short, but they're, you know, an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a single story. The stories are not connected to the other episodes.
No, I love that they're single episodes and it's all... based on technology, sort of, mm-hmm. or, you know, how technology is changing society. I don't mm-hmm. know. It's a very big theme through all of them, but they're all so cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe Ryan Murphy needs to take some notes from these guys.
Really,
maybe
though.
American Horror Stories
really.
Need to be five episodes.
Maybe, yeah.
Each one, you know, because he kind of changed the way that, you know, it's an anthology
mm-hmm.
series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you could probably... I think American Horror Story could benefit from being only six episodes.
Absolutely.
Instead of however many.
Yep.
Is it 20?
And end it on Halloween.
Yeah, and exactly. Do five or six episodes, end it on Halloween. I think you could do, because you could
then
condense
it. Then you
could
do a fall, and then you can do a spring.
There you go. There you go, Ryan Murphy. Solved your problem. Yeah. You could have stronger, tighter, more coherent shows.
And not so many fucking characters.
Exactly, yeah.
And if so, and here's another thing, especially with Max Greenfield's character.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be Max Greenfield? I think he's great. Schmidt is his character on New Girl.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. Why do we have to have all people that everyone knows?
I know.
Get some actors in there that we do. I mean, new actors, something like that.
I hope we get to see him more. I mean, I don't know if we're done with him. Like, if this was all he was in, like, what is even the point, you know?
Right.
So I'm assuming we're going to see him again. But
yeah.
But still, you know, like, he's in mm-hmm. on screen for 5 minutes and then he dies.
Right.
Like, what is this? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Black Mirror, next season's coming to Netflix.
Oh, good.
It's exclusively.
Season 3.
Yes. It's kind of a season 3. They released a few episodes in 2011 and 2013, and there was a Christmas special in 2014. They're going to release 12 new episodes. Not sure when, but they're going to premiere exclusively on Netflix. So...
Oh.
So that's
makes
great.
Me nervous, really. They're doing 12.
Yeah, well, I mean, it hasn't been. There hasn't been any new episodes.
We need new
since
Sense8.
2013. Yes, we need a new Sense8. So have we read it?
That one of those guys is on Quantico.
Oh, mm-hmm. The junkie kid from Fear the Walking Dead was also in an episode of Sense8. He, you know, her friends, Swedish girl. She stayed with some friends in London.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was him. The boy, the boyfriend.
He's a good
the
junkie.
Ones who sold her out to the
drug
dealer. Yeah, he is a good junkie. Right?
Yeah, he's got the look.
Yeah, he's got the look. So no word when this is going to come back, Black Mirror, but look for that. So
cool.
I'm excited.
You ready for some movie news?
I am. Let's do it.
Okay, so it was just announced Marvel... added a couple new movies, and they also got rid of some.
Oh.
The Inhumans, not on the roster.
Inhumans. I've never even heard of that one.
It's also part of the Marvel Universe. Mm. Anyway, and they started to do the Inhuman stuff on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
Because I think they were leading up to the Inhumans and stuff like that. So anyway, no longer. And I read that there's a dispute over characters. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what got added was an Ant-Man sequel. Did you see Ant-Man?
I did. I liked Ant-Man a lot.
Right?
It was really so good. Yeah.
So the sequel is going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ah.
So.
Evangeline Lilly.
Yep. Her character is going to show up in the sequel, have a billing role.
That's how they set it up at the end of the movie, right? Was that, yeah.
But from what we understand, because Ant-Man will be seen next in Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were thinking maybe that she would show up as well.
Uh-huh.
Not the case.
Ah.
She's not in that one, but she'll probably be in the next couple. Mm, and okay. I think Ant-Man 2018 or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I said. 2018. Mm-hmm. So
that'll be good. And I really hope they keep the same kind of tone.
I hope so, too.
All that. And
A departure from most superhero movies. You know what I mean? It was much different than, say, the Avengers. Not that it was, you know, Avengers is bad, but it's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get so kind of tired of the same kind of superhero movies that this was a little different. So I really enjoyed it.
Superhero burnout.
Really, though.
Right now.
It's a total thing, you know? Yeah.
Really tired of the Avengers.
I know.
Really tired of it. I know that Captain America is going to be really good.
Yeah.
You need to go back and watch Winter Soldier.
I know. Oh, I know.
It was a political thriller.
Yeah. I need to go on
it. It wasn't an Avengers movie.
Oh, that's good.
And that's what made it so, so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I need to go back and watch those.
And Civil War will be interesting. It's going to introduce Spider-Man and Iron Man will be in it. And it's, you know.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, if they kind of stay on the track they did with Winter Soldier, it should be really, really good.
Cool. So yeah, no, I'm excited for that. And I like Evangeline Lilly, so I'm glad she's doing other things. So
yeah,
she's so pretty.
But she also had a baby. So I think that was another reason that, because she was from what I read, they had a fitting for the Wasp costume, but then she got pregnant. Now all that. So I think that's another reason she's
put
not
things
in Civil
on
War.
Damn it.
Okay, what else are you excited for? Movie news.
Pitch Perfect 3. I'm trying to pull this up.
Trying to think. How do they do a Pitch Perfect 3?
Don't know.
I mean, Anna Kendrick is coming back and Rebel Wilson. And, I mean, they're all coming back. Like,
so, I mean, they're all going to be out of college at this point. So maybe they're doing their own a cappella group outside. I don't know.
But you still have the one in college.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
So I don't know. That would be kind of funny if they did like a... You know how they have like different courses and stuff, I could join the men's course here in Kansas City or whatever.
Yes.
Maybe there's something like that they start. I don't know. I mean, we don't know. Elizabeth Banks is back producing, but it looks like she's not going to direct it.
Mm-mm.
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Because she produced the first one as well.
Yeah.
And the same screenwriter is also on board. So I think if they twist it and do a little different, they need more riff-offs.
Yes, they do.
We'll tell them.
Yes.
And that was really good, too. I was hoping they would go back sort of to where they, the one in college, but then they did the secret one.
Yes,
the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, so, that was one of my favorite scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
It needed to be longer.
Yes,
I agree. It needed to be longer.
They need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. When you have all those cool people who can do that, you know, like, it's just so cool.
And so funny.
So much fun. Yes, agreed. So. You know, so Pitch Perfect 3 is going to come out August 4th, 2017, which is the day before my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I know. So that's what we're doing for my birthday in 2017.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I love that.
I'll be 34. So there we go.
Getting old.
That opening date was supposed to be for Pacific Rim 2, but I guess they're delaying that project a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah. And they said they actually, I can't remember his name right now, but anyway, the director said that he really wants Maisie Williams, Arya from Game of Thrones, to be in it. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I liked Pacific Rim.
I did too. Mm-hmm. It was.
Oh, that's right. You saw it.
I watched it with my dad, and it was a lot better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of a fun movie. It was, you know. So, I mean, what's cooler than robots fighting aliens? You know, it was pretty cool. So,
right.
Anyway, Peanuts movie. It's coming out. How do you feel about the Peanuts movie?
Okay, so have you looked at our screening information about Peanuts?
I did. I can't remember what it said.
So we, in our last podcast, we were talking about how Fantastic Four, it was only for the media.
Oh, uh-huh.
It was right before it came out. Not a good sign. Star Wars, I'm not too worried about, but I'm pissed that I can't see it.
Yeah.
Maybe before. So the Peanuts one, there's only one showing, which is fine. You normally do one showing, but it's a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And I don't know if I would feel that they would do it two times if it's like, okay, well, maybe they're doing it Sunday at 10 for kids.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, maybe.
For the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But, and it said specifically, this is the only showing. I'm like, really?
That's really weird.
That's going to be, and they're like, this is the only showing of this one. Because sometimes it'll be like, there'll be more showings or whatever. So that, I don't know.
Yeah,
the trailers have looked really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of makes me a little nervous.
I don't know. I like Peanuts, but I'm not dying to see this movie. Yeah, so, you know, either. Like if it's good or bad, I'm probably not going to really watch it. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
I don't know either. It's very odd. It's very different than what they normally do. So they even for kids movies. So
they did one. Didn't we go? Remember? No.
What are you talking about?
There was one we went to that. We went to one on a weird night, a weird day, and the line was so long. I mean,
we went to Cinderella, remember, at Union Station, and it was nuts.
It's nuts. It was good.
There was, we went to one recently and we were like, there's not going to be anybody at this screening. We were like, what? Why are all these people here?
Yeah.
So I think it was Vacation, probably.
Maybe.
I can't remember. I don't remember. We've been to many. We've been to many screenings where you think,
for whatever reason,
no one's going to be here and then it's full. Right. So.
Or, oh my God, everyone's going to be here and it's like, media only.
Nobody's here.
I'm like, uh-oh, that's not a good sign, but that's fine. Okay, sure.
So that's all our movie news, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
Okay, I was going to look real quick to see. I don't have any Star Wars news. There are a lot of, you know, rumors of what's going on. But again, J.J. Abrams is keeping it tight.
I mean, we're like 2 months out. Like, you can't release even just a little bit of details at this point.
The rumor is that the final trailer is going to be released on October 19th. And that's the same day. I don't know. It has something to do with, I don't know, the release of a new book or something. I don't know.
We can do it.
So we'll see. But yeah, I really hope that the next trailer they release is still just tiny snippets.
Yeah, you don't want to give the whole movie away.
Right.
Yeah, but you want to give a little more details or something a little more teasy to be like, oh, I can't wait, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I think.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I'm just cannot wait. Two months away. And I'm just trying not to read too many... Well, and the thing is, even like when you go on Reddit and you go down one of the Reddit.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, I know.
No one, everyone thinks.
Everyone's got theories.
They know what's going to happen and who's who. And we already know that Finn and Rey, they're not releasing their last names because they're tied to. And again, like even Kathleen Kennedy, one of the producers, she's like, it's still the Skywalker saga. The two of them, they're tied to them somehow. I am thinking there's two thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Rey and Finn, one is a Skywalker, one is a Solo. So here's the thing. I really thought, I still think that Rey is Leia's daughter. Leia and Han's daughter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because she looks so much like Carrie Fisher and Natalie Portman, who played her mom. But here's the thing. Natalie Portman's character was also Luke's mother.
Oh, yeah.
So he totally could have a kid that looks like her. So
true. I know. I don't know.
But Finn, maybe. So Finn could be Luke's son as well. I mean, he could have been married or been in love with a black woman.
True.
I would think he'd maybe be a little lighter skinned.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he is... one of the main The cat is here, and she's shedding. The cat is shedding because you're petting it so hard.
I'm not petting him hard at all.
He doesn't need attention. But anyway, so there are a couple schools of thought on who's who. But obviously, they are. One of them is a Skywalker, and one of them is a Solo, I have a feeling. So we'll see. We will see. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get in your corner.
It's like two months
get,
away.
Get yeah, okay. In your corner.
All right. All right.
All right. What's in Kitty's corner this week?
Okay. So Netflix did a study, and it kind of figured out exactly how long it takes you to get hooked on a particular show. So.
Oh, okay.
Two episodes in, three episodes in, you're hooked or whatever. So
I say, I haven't seen it. I haven't read it.
Well, it depends on the show. It's not in general. It's not. It depends on the show. So it broke down just kind of some of its larger, its bigger hits on Netflix. And so for reference, Orange is the New Black, it says it's going to take you three episodes to get hooked on that, and then you'll start binge watching it. Yeah, I agree. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, four episodes.
Really?
I mean, these
four?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
I would have said two or three.
Grace and Frankie, four episodes, it says.
Yeah, I can see that.
Breaking Bad, two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Bates Motel, also two episodes, which
that's one I always wanted to watch.
I watched the first two seasons and I really liked it. I've been meaning to go back and watch the rest of it, but it's really good. It is one of those things that kind of you get invested in. Daredevil, five episodes. So
Daredevil, did you finish it yet?
No, I've only watched the first episode.
Oh, so
I'm not hooked yet. Maybe I should watch four more episodes and I'll be hooked.
I could see five, I guess, but who gives a series five episodes? Is it, you know, like I would say three at the most.
I agree. Like, if I'm not into a show by five episodes, I don't know if I will be.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. I mean, this is just a study of, I'm assuming they surveyed people and, you know, that sort of thing. So, those are some of the,
and here's the thing with Netflix and things like that. They can tell when you start and stop a series.
Exactly.
So, if you start and then you're like, okay, I'll watch episode one today, episode two tomorrow. Maybe episode three, 2 days from now. And then all of a sudden you're binge watching it.
Exactly.
Then they're like, okay, well.
Yes.
Those are some, yeah, that's some great.
It's kind of interesting. You know, I think it's just kind of interesting because, I mean, you're not a big binge watcher, but I am. So, I mean, there have been some shows where I'm hooked from the right beginning. And then there are others that take some time. So
I will binge watch if it's a 30-minute show.
Yes.
If it's an hour show, I'll maybe watch
it's two definitely or three. Easier to binge watch 30-minute shows or you know, to get into something like that, but our shows are, you know, a lot harder unless it's something like Gilmore Girls or Friday Night Lights or, you know, stuff like that. You know, there's some shows that are worth it. Yeah, so anyway, so it's an interesting study. So that's my corner. I wish I had more numbers. I can't seem to. Oh, here it is. Arrow, eight episodes.
Eight seasons.
Bloodline, right. Four episodes, which I watched the first episode and I liked it.
I watched two.
I haven't watched any more. Let's see. How I Met Your Mother, eight episodes, which I don't know. Once Upon a Time, six episodes, which I don't really agree with. I was really into that, like, from the get-go. I think maybe it depends on your tastes. Since eight, episode three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because episode three was the really, everything kind of really
came
together.
Exactly. So, yeah, it is kind of a slow start to that show, but it really gets you. Because
the first episode, you have no idea what the hell's going
on. Exactly. You're so confused. Even the first two episodes, you're so confused about what's going on. So, The Walking Dead, episode two, takes you two episodes to get hooked on that. Which I guess is correct. I mean, I really haven't gone back and watched the first season in a long time. So, I don't know. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Kitty's Corner.
Yeah, I like it. So.
All right. You know, well.
Do you have anything in your mix picks?
No.
Nothing
I don't
to talk
this
about?
Week. No? I don't this week. I will next week. I think when I watch a few more episodes of the new fall shows. And
yes.
I'll have something to talk about.
Oh, then. Good. Good. Yeah. All right. Well.
Anyway, well, you can always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
We're also on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. You can also email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. Go to iTunes and rate us. We'd love it if you did that. It would be great. And thanks for listening, as always.
Yeah, and let us know what you're watching and talking about and stuff, and then we'll mention it on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it. Thanks. for listening. Until next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.